This is the Afternoon Magazine on AM 580. We're broadcasting from Campbell Hall for public telecommunication, thanks to the generosity of Alice and Robert Campbell. Good afternoon, I'm Celeste Quinn. My guest in this portion of the program is Calvin Sanborn. His father was an angry man. He was also a man in a lot of psychological pain. When his father started in on Calvin, Calvin's buddies knew to get out of the way. Whatever Calvin did, it was never good enough for Dad. That deeply affected Calvin. He grew up feeling he was no good, and he too was an angry man. But eventually, he turned a corner. He began to forgive his father. Calvin Sanborn tells the story of finding his way to forgiveness and a richer life in a book that is part memoir, part self-help book. The title, Becoming the Kind Father, A Son's Journey. Calvin Sanborn is a journalist, author, and environmental lawyer who currently supervises the University of Victoria Environmental Law Clinic. He's also a dad and granddad. Calvin, welcome.
Hi, Celeste.
How are you?
I'm just very fine here on the beautiful Vancouver Island.
Oh, how lovely. You know, at the outset of the second chapter of the book, Saying Goodbye to the Harsh Father, you include some words from a father who also happened to have been a king, George V. He lived from 1865 to 1936, and here are his words. My father was frightened of his father, I was frightened of my father, and I am damn well going to see to it that my children are frightened of me. Now, that goes back a few generations. How many men do you suppose feel this way today, are still caught up in this kind of way of being in the world?
Well, far too many, I think. The surveys show that of adult men, about 85% of men report that they didn't have a very nurturing relationship with their own fathers. So you've got about a third that had angry fathers, and then another quarter that had emotionally distant fathers. That seems to be the biggest categories, angry or emotionally distant. And then another category of people who had physically absent fathers. But only about 15% that report a nurturing relationship with their fathers. And I think that goes back to the basic patriarchal structure of our society that we've taught. Fathers from generations untold have taught their sons to be cut off from their hearts, to exercise power, and to not be in touch with their feelings, and if they're going to feel anything, turn it into anger.
Hmm. And you think that's still around today, all these years later?
Well, I think there was a change in the 60s, the era of the Beatles. It was a very different sort of model of what it was to be a man than to be John Wayne, and so there was some changing then. I think since 9/11, we've actually gone backwards on this, and that because of the increased militarism, that there's more of a hierarchical, patriarchal structure. William Pollack at Harvard has looked at this in his book Real Boys and says that even today that this is a very, very strong pattern.
Hmm. Was your father's father angry?
I believe he was, yeah. From what I know, this went down from generation to generation.
Yeah. As I mentioned in my introduction, it seems like your dad, from what you describe of him in the book, seemed to be a man who was also in a lot of pain.
Well, you see, that's the classic thing that men have been taught to do, is that we're told not to feel our sensitive feelings. So we're told that big boys don't cry, take it like a man, which means don't feel it. So you get cut off from your feelings, ashamed of your feelings, and learn to turn that into anger. And if people do things that cause you to feel fearful or some sensitive feeling, then you get mad at them because they're making you feel this feeling that's prohibited by the boy code. So it's a pretty common problem.
Yeah. So one day, you know, it's like, enough already. I've got to figure this out. What was your turning point?
Well, the turning point for me was my marriage broke up, and my ex-wife had been telling me that I was angry, and a lot of people wouldn't have perceived me as being angry, in the greater world, but I reserved a lot of that for home, where I would be frustrated, and I wouldn't be physically abusive, but I was very verbally abusive. And so at the time of the divorce, I had to face this, and I went to counseling. And during a counseling session, I was really giving myself the gears and really criticizing myself, what a terrible person I was. And the counselor looked at me and said, "Who's that talking?" And I realized it was really my dad's voice. And that I started out on a journey that I describe in the book of changing that internal talk. You know, we all talk to each other or to ourselves several hundred words a minute. You've got the self-talk going, actually describing the world to yourself.
Yeah.
And the person for me that was doing a lot of that describing was too often my dad, with a very harsh kind of voice. Now, if you're raised by a kind dad, you have a very different self-dialogue going on in your life. And so I just went into this process of developing a kind father for myself, starting to talk to myself in a nurturing way, so that when I made a mistake at work, instead of saying, "Oh, you idiot," I would say, "Oh, you know, you tried your best, and you've done well in the past, and you'll be able to work this through." And I actually deliberately started each day by going for a walk at the beach and having a conversation with myself, sort of imagining a kind father with his arm on my shoulder telling me that things would be okay. Now, if you grow up in a healthy family, you've internalized that already, but for a lot of us, we have to learn to talk to ourselves in a gentler and kinder way. Terrence Real at Harvard has said that half of men are at least covertly depressed, and that he's never known a depressed man that didn't have a cruel relationship with himself, you know, starting with that whole training that we go through of big boys don't cry. And so this book is all about changing that relationship with self, a relationship that sadly too many men don't have.
Hmm. How has this affected you as a dad and now a granddad?
Well, it's really interesting. I've had some very interesting conversations with my kids because I had to do a lot of repair work with my two older kids because they'd seen a lot of my anger, and I've apologized to them. And more importantly, I've actually changed the way that I act, because as I learned to be kind to myself, I just automatically became kinder to them. And some of that kind, nurturing self-talk that I was practicing on myself became sort of second nature in my conversations with my kids. So I've repaired those relationships, and my kids remark about just how much easier I am to be around. And I have very, very warm relationships with my kids. I live with my oldest daughter and my grandson, and I just have so much more of a connection with my kids. Like my youngest daughter tells me everything that's going on in her life, something that I couldn't imagine in a relationship with an angry father.
All the riches that you have realized as becoming a kind father. Calvin, thank you very much for talking with me this afternoon.
Well, thanks a lot, Celeste.
Calvin Sanborn has been my guest in this portion of the Afternoon Magazine. He's the author of Becoming the Kind Father, A Son's Journey, the publisher, New Society.